Have you found yourself stuck in a pattern of negative thinking or in a cycle of worry that you just can't seem to break? Perhaps you've been doubting yourself so much about your abilities, even when you know that you're fully capable of doing whatever is in front of you. If so, you're not alone. Welcome to the Reflection Room. My name is Sandra. I am a licensed mental health counselor. Last time, I shared with you one of my favorite coping strategies in therapy that helps us to decrease levels of anxiety by regulating emotions, a process that takes place in the limbic part of the brain. Today, I would like to share with you one powerful tool we also have within ourselves, or at least the ability to activate it. Now, unlike using or activating the limbic part of the brain, this is a process that initiates in the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain responsible for thinking and decision making. So, if you are considering your options for dinner, that's the part of the brain we're using. Okay, so what am I talking about? Some of you may have already guessed it. It's called cognitive restructuring. What is cognitive restructuring? Let me take a step back, because it all starts with one thought, but not any thought. It's a negative, false, or irrational thought. In essence, it's any thought that may not be true or for which you don't have strong evidence to support its veracity. This maladaptive thinking is so subtle that sometimes it can become the way we talk or think about ourselves without even noticing it. Ouch. And it also has the potential to increase symptoms of anxiety or depression. Now, even though the symptoms of anxiety are triggered by the amygdala, the prefrontal cortex plays an important role on regulating the levels of anxiety by the way we think or perceive a situation. While we cannot control events or circumstances, we can definitely take control of our thoughts and reactions. So simply put, cognitive restructuring is all about modifying, reframing, changing those negative thoughts. Instead of assuming the worst or feeding into the negative cycle, we come out with other alternatives or a more realistic thinking, thus rewiring the way the brain interprets an event. How cool is that? Cognitive restructuring is a component of cognitive behavioral therapy. You may know it as CBT, which provides us with several strategies in which we can modify our thoughts to help us decrease those levels of anxiety or depression and get us unstuck from the negative cycle. Now, how does the process even start? We begin by identifying those maladaptive or self-defeating thoughts. But let's apply the information by using a hypothetical scenario. By the way, if you have pen and paper, you could try this exercise using a situation you may be dealing with right now. In any case, let's say that you started a new job and you're feeling very nervous about it. After all, you need the job, right? So you start thinking that you don't know if you're going to be able to deliver what you've been hired to do or whether your boss will be happy with the results. Rather than continuing feeding this narrative, that's when you pause for a moment and identify your feeling or feelings. In this example, it could be, I feel like I lack confidence, or I feel like I'm doubting myself right now. Then after that, observe the thought associated with this feeling. Find it. It may be something like, what if I'm not good enough for this position? What if I messed up and everyone thinks that I'm incompetent? Listen, by interrupting these thoughts, you're now in charge of them and you can evaluate its veracity. Now let's go to the next point, which is actually that. Evaluate these thoughts. Look for the evidence that your thoughts or your statements are actually true. Now, many times it is the interpretation of the event and not the event on itself what leads to these anxious thoughts. Sometimes events or personal experiences trigger beliefs or thoughts about ourselves that leads to negative emotional reactions. This is what we call implicit bias. And if you notice a pattern on your thoughts or a theme that keeps showing up, please talk to your therapist about it. It is so worth it. You are so worth it to learn about those lies we believe about ourselves that hold us back. Now, finally, you want to change that thought or modify that thought. There are questions you can ask that will help you with this step. For example, in this particular situation, is there another way of looking at this situation? What if the worst happens? How could I cope with that? By the way, this one in particular is really good because it gives you a plan. So even if the worst doesn't happen, you may notice that you feel better when you play out a plan. In fact, let me remind you the definition of anxiety. You may have heard it before, it's from CBT. And anxiety is when we overestimate our threat and underestimate our ability to cope with it. If that still doesn't work, then you can try the next question, which is actually one of my favorites. What would you tell your friends if they were in the same situation and had this thought? How many times we're so good and supportive towards our friends, but not so kind towards ourselves? Okay, so let's put it together in a simple way. Hopefully it's going to be easier for you to remember. It's called the three C's. The first C is for catch your thoughts. The next C is challenge your thoughts. The last C is change your thoughts. I will finish with this. One of my most impactful experiences with cognitive restructuring was when I started teaching group fitness a while ago. Even though I had completed my training and earned my certifications and practiced so much at home, I still felt, very nervous when I was about to teach a class. In the beginning, it was a struggle because, as you may notice, I have an accent. Some people will make unkind comments about it, which really affected me. I would go home and I would replay everything I did wrong or could have done better. So instead of enjoying something I love, I found myself feeling miserable. And that wasn't fair to me or to the members, to the class. Then one day, it clicked. I started to recognize that my thoughts were what was holding me back, and those negative thoughts were influencing how I felt about myself. I realized I wasn't being kind to myself. It became clear that while I couldn't control how others reacted or what they say, I could absolutely control how I spoke to myself. That's when I started applying cognitive restructuring, specifically using the three C's, and I made it a habit every time I felt nervous, before or after a class. I still practice the three C's. This shift helped me break the cycle of self-criticism and allow me to truly enjoy what I love doing. I encourage you to practice this exercise whenever you find yourself anxious about a situation or just stuck in a cycle of negative thinking. Above all, give yourself some grace. You're learning a skill that takes time and effort to develop, but consistency is definitely key. Give it a try and share with us how it goes. Also, remember, this video is not a substitute for therapy. These are just my thoughts and insights on the subject. I look forward to reading your comments, and until then, keep on reflecting.